Now on with some more news, this time with a slight business emphasis. We'll hear of a new supply contract secured by Burden Matthews and the reopening of the refurbished Magdalen Street Oxfam shop, one of the largest Oxfams in the country. Then the upmarket Ivy restaurant has just opened in London Street, and to continue the foodie theme, the local popular Fat Cat Brewery celebrates 13 years of brewing ale. Turkey giant Bernard Matthews says it is back on track after securing a major supermarket contract which has underpinned the creation of 400 new jobs. The firm is emerging from a turbulent time after coming close to collapse in 2013 when Rutland Partners stepped in and tried to lead a turnaround. In 2016, the Beauporan private office, owned by food tycoon and Two Sisters Food Group entrepreneur Ranjit Beauporan, bought the firm in a pre-pack deal from Rutland Partners, saving 2,000 jobs after the firm posted pre-tax losses of £5.2 million. Now it wants to create an extra 400 jobs at its Great Witchingham site after securing a substantial amount of business from a new agreement to supply cooked chicken to a major supermarket chain. It is also planning to invest in its Halton Halesworth site in the next few years. Burnham Matthews Foods, launched in 1950, became the largest and the most recognised turkey farmer and producer in the UK and supplies fresh, frozen and cooked turkey products to more than 6.8 million households every year. It is a major employer in Norfolk and Suffolk with sales of around £200 million and a workforce of around 1,500, including at its plant at Halton near Halesworth and its headquarters at Great Witchingham.
An actress who starred as Donna Ludlow in EastEnders and Mr. Bean's girlfriend Irma Gobb has reopened a Norfolk charity shop and even donated some of her clothes. Matilda Ziegler cut the ribbon at Oxfam on Magdalen Street as dozens of people queued to see the revamped shop. Among the store's improvements are new lighting, floors and feature wallpaper, largely donated and put up by its 86 volunteers. The shop, the fifth most successful Oxfam store in the country and the sixth largest, has been closed for 3 weeks for the refurbishment. Ms. Ziegler, who is Associate Director of Norwich School, delighted volunteers by signing up for gift aid and donating items of clothing. She said, "I'm incredibly proud of everything Oxfam does, and I'm very much hoping that this new store on Magdalen Street will be even more successful than it has already been. It's got an amazing team of people serving a great community in the fabulous Magdalen Street, one of the best streets in Norwich." She was joined by John Ward, last year's Norfolk County Council chairman and former mayor of Thorpe St Andrews, who has been volunteering for Oxfam for 15 years. Customers were treated to free divine chocolate while browsing a selection of clothes, books, furniture, and for the first time, electronics.
The hotly anticipated Ivy Brasserie is about to open its doors, so we took a sneak peek inside to find out what you can expect. Launched by the owners of the iconic Ivy in Covent Garden, the stylish restaurant is set to open on Tuesday, August the 21st in London Street, in the former home of Gap. Inspired by the long-standing celebrity haunt in the capital, Ivy Brasserie has opened in locations across the UK, including Bristol, Cambridge and Cheltenham. The Ivy Norwich Brasserie claims to offer an elegant dining destination in the heart of the city centre, serving classic bistro food and also afternoon tea and breakfast. The brasserie will accommodate for up to 149 guests across the main restaurant, bar and terrace, and will hold back a number of tables each day for walk-ins. There will also be a selection of drinks crafted in the local area, including Bure Gold and Wherry Amber Ale, brewed by Woodford's in Woodbastwick. The cocktail list will also have a local link, including an Iceni Martini and Felbrigg Gardens with Norfolk's Boudicca Gin.
In its 13th year serving award-winning ales to the Norfolk community, the Fat Cat Brewery has officially brewed its 3 millionth pint. To get the number into perspective, that would mean enough ale to fill 21,429 bathtubs and to hand pour all of those pints, it would take 208 days and 8 hours of continuous pouring via a hand pump. For Norwich City football fans out there, lining up the pints would be the equivalent distance of 2,538.5 Carrowgate football pitches. Likewise, the height equivalent would be just shy of 4,844 Norwich cathedrals. The brew, which contained the 3 millionth pint, was the Fat Cat Brewery's latest addition, Tom Cat. The ale, crafted with mosaic hops, was launched earlier this year by the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Martin Schleimer, in the newly furbished Fat Cat pub. Colin Keatley owns the pub and brewery and said, "Tom Cat was a recipe chosen by our customers. We produced several trial brews, each time playing around with the ingredients and ask our customers to vote for their favourite. The results were overwhelmingly in favour of the Mosaic Hopped Ale. It's very fitting that this milestone coincides with an ale that was created with help from our customers." Mr. Keatley added, "It was always a dream of mine to own my own brewery. When we started in 2005, there were only around 8 other Norfolk-based breweries. Now there's more than 50 microbreweries in the area."
National Beer Festival to be held in City for last time in 2019. The event features a wide range of beers and ciders and will be held at the Halls in February. Jenny Buck, Norfolk and Norwich Publicity Officer for Camera, said, "The festival moves around every 3 years to give different parts of the country a chance." Ms. Buck continued, "We are excited to welcome everybody to the Fringe Festival, which is being celebrated in local pubs and breweries from the 1st of February. Camera is a not-for-profit consumer group that has been operating since 1971, with a vision of having quality real ale, cider and thriving pubs in every community. Overall, Camera has more than 180,000 volunteers, with Norwich having more than 4,000 members.